Each Monday, WILL brings you legal issues in the news with commentary from a faculty member of the University of Illinois College of Law.
Wells Fargo has been in the news ever since investigations by journalists, then government agencies, then the company itself uncovered its practice of opening fake and ghost accounts and secretly moving customer money all to meet aggressive sales quotas. After widespread cheating was reported, Wells Fargo took out full-page ads declaring that the company was moving forward to make things right. "I'm deeply sorry," said the Wells Fargo CEO in September 2016. He couldn't resist adding a disclaimer. He, quote, "wanted to make very clear that we never directed our team members to provide unwanted products," unquote. Multiple civil authorities pursued Wells Fargo. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and the L.A. City Attorney's Office. These federal and city authorities ultimately resolved the matter in the way that most civil enforcement is resolved, by settlement. The agency and the target basically entered a contract to end the matter. Wells Fargo agreed to pay fines and stop the conduct. In return, the authorities agreed not to take further action. What you won't find in these settlements, though, is any admission that the company did anything wrong. Despite the CEO's very public statements, apologies, though qualified and arguably half-hearted, and despite the full-page ads, the underlying legal agreement with the CFPB and others was entered without admitting or denying the findings of fact and conclusions of law. Not exactly the language of apology or taking responsibility. The question for us is whether the regulators' action against Wells Fargo hold it accountable. And more generally, do we want civil agencies to make enforcement targets like Wells Fargo admit that they did something wrong? At least after the financial crisis, there were some signs that people did care. Financial regulators, especially the SEC, were under fire. One judge even suggested that the SEC's no-admit, no-deny policy undermined an overriding public interest in knowing the truth. Financial regulators were pulled into Congress to justify their practice of letting targets off without confessions of guilt. But Wells Fargo is a good example of the persistence of the issue and how widespread it is. We see enforcement settlements without admissions in the SEC, CFPB, OCC, and LA City Attorney's Office, but they can also be found in the EPA, FTC, DOJ's Civil Division, and many other agencies. Some agencies even allow targets to deny guilt in these settlements. This may sound a bit iffy, but there are practical reasons to allow settlement without forcing anyone to admit they did anything wrong. Targets worry that a legal admission will be used by private plaintiffs against them or by criminal authorities. And sometimes settlement is win-win. The agency and the public get resolution and some punishment. The target gets the issue resolved and can move on. All this without the costs of lengthy litigation. What do we know? Settlement is widespread in civil enforcement, and usually the target doesn't admit wrongdoing. What we know less about is whether people care. Do you care what the legal document says? Or is it enough that the facts are out? The CEO sort of apologized, and millions of dollars were paid. Legal admissions and denials are one piece of the puzzle about holding Wells Fargo accountable. And they are one moving piece we see when we look under the hood at the mechanics of civil enforcement throughout our government. This is Verity Winship.
You can hear Legal Issues in the News each Monday on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, or listen online at will.illinois.edu.